USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. Officials in Moore County, North Carolina, have declared a state of emergency and introduced a countywide curfew starting at 9 p.m. Sunday following what officials call an intentional impact at multiple electrical substations by vandals Saturday night. According to police, an unknown vehicle containing an unknown number of persons approached and disabled the substations around 7 o'clock Saturday night, which cut power to more than 45,000 customers amid freezing temperatures. Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields confirms Sunday afternoon what kind of weapon authorities believe caused the damage to the substations.
Evidence at the scene indicated that showed that the firearm had been used to disable the equipment.
President Joe Biden and Congress prevented a rail strike by taking legislative action on a labor contract. It was almost universally felt that a disruption in the supply chain would have a catastrophic impact on the economy. President Biden faces another challenge with Congress paying its bills on time. They need to raise the debt ceiling. Congressman-elect Mike Lawler, a Republican from New York, was on CNN and asked what he thought about that.
I think there really needs to be, frankly, a come to Jesus on this when it comes to spending. Both parties have been guilty of this. We need to be serious about tackling our out-of-control spending and debt.
Kids are hacking into major companies.
The Biden administration announced that the U.S. would investigate recent hacks linked to a teenage cyber criminal group known as Lapsus that focuses on extortion. Some high-profile victims include Uber, Microsoft, and Samsung. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Black Panther 2, once again the queen of the box office. The sequel, Wakanda Forever, finishing first for a fourth weekend in a row, bringing in an estimated $17.6 million in North America, and it should hit $400 million domestically this week. Worldwide, it's just over $730 million. The only film opening wide, the Christmas action movie, Violent Night, debuted in second to a decent estimated $13.3 million. Deion Sanders' coaching career has reached the highest level of college football and a surprising destination in Colorado. Sanders, the Pro Football Hall of Famer who transformed Jackson State's program the past few years, was named Colorado's new coach Saturday night. Coach Prime's mission is to revive a once-elite Colorado program that has faded from view for much of the past 20 years. Here's what ESPN's Kirk Herbstreit had to say about the hire.
Overnight, Colorado goes from a brand that's honestly been forgotten and not talked about and seems like over a decade to all of a sudden a lot of attention, a lot of buzz, and a lot of people curious to see if Deion's going to take this job and become the guy at Boulder and get them back on the map. I think we all applaud it, look forward to it, and hope it really happens.
It was the return of Deshaun Watson to the NFL. The Cleveland Browns get a 27-14 win over the lowly Houston Texans on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.